I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. As West Virginia hunters gear up for the deer season with a rifle, a large number will once again have an opportunity to kill a bear during that two-week season as well. We'll talk more about it coming up right after this. In recent years, the Division of Natural Resources has widely expanded the opportunities to kill a bear in the state. As the population of bears has gone up, so has the need to cut back on their numbers. It all started a few years ago in an area where the population had really jumped, and they created what's known as the concurrent buck-bear firearm season. That's because it runs concurrently with the buck hunting season.
Really, the first concurrent bear and buck seasons we had were back in 2002, and they were in our four study area counties of Raleigh, Boone, Fayette, and Kanawha. That's where we first started doing it. It got added into our bear management plan as a step in the plan that we would liberalize. That's one of the most liberal steps in our management plan, is to add concurrent bear hunting during the buck firearm season.
That's Colin Carpenter, who's bear project leader at DNR, and tells me in the southern counties it really took off.
Actually, it was pretty quick in southern West Virginia, and it remains one of our really good tool for harvesting bears in our four southern study area counties. The harvest has not been as high in our mountain counties that we've had unlimited permits. I can't really explain that. I don't know whether it's guys aren't as interested in it or I don't know. Or they're just not seeing bears during that buck firearm season.
Traditionally, bears in West Virginia are hunted by houndsmen who chase them with their dogs. Now, this year, the state opened up three separate seasons in southern West Virginia to expand the hunting opportunities for those guys. And they were well received, according to Carpenter. But that tends to end up in the December season.
During the month-long December season, we don't seem to have as much hound pressure down here. Our traditional mountain counties seem to get a lot of the focus during that time of year. Our early seasons down here really seem to attract folks from outside the counties that come down and use it as an additional opportunity, because we also have the two bear bag limit down south, so they can come down, hunt the early season. If they want to take a bear, they can, and it doesn't count against their bag limit at home in the mountain county.
But make no mistake, Carpenter says those guys are still hunting deer when they're in the concurrent season.
I think a lot of guys are focused on deer at that time of year. And, you know, what we've seen as far as our bear stamp sales go is that we haven't added a tremendous number of stamp sales with these buck firearm seasons, and probably because a lot of the folks already have a damaged stamp because they're bow hunters.
Well, 33 counties have the concurrent season this year, and about half of those, namely counties in the mountains, you were required to get one on a drawn basis. Consult your hunting regulations for the specific county if you plan to kill a bear where you're buck hunting. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.